The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
I woke up this morning and I couldn't remember if today's Thursday or Friday. I think I'm looking forward to the weekend. How about y'all? Good morning and welcome to the morning bullpen. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, G?
Did the lady downstairs, what did she say to you today?
She told me I smelled like babies.
Wait, what?
And I was like, I showered.
Wait, smelled like babies?
Yesterday, do you remember we were talking about the pheromone when people are pregnant and how you can smell it until you dream it?
Yeah.
And then she told me I smelled like babies.
Oh my goodness,
smell
are
like
you pregnant?
Absolutely not.
Okay. It's called having a health Briggs, almost two.
He's two, but that would smell totally different than a baby.
That's a different than baby
He's
smell.
Nasty.
Eric with a K is also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
We have a lot to do today. On this Thursday, we have jury duty coming up in just about 10 minutes. Get your opinion on things. If you've ever wanted to give your opinion on the radio show, stay tuned. You can be part of that. Also, Mo Knows Country happens just before 6 o'clock. And at 6:10 this morning, we have some good news with our 6:10 Amen. But right now, let's talk about the top three stories that are trending this morning here in Texas.
Number three.
We had Philly cheesesteaks for dinner last night, so if you're an Astros fan, you're welcome.
What?
Astros beat the Phillies today.
Oh, I see.
I didn't even know. Obviously, I had no idea, but that's what my husband was like, really jacked up about it. Yordan Alvarez hit three home runs, and then let me try this next one. Ricky Spencer Arrighetti.
Sounds good.
He almost had a freaking no-hitter up until the eighth inning. It was very impressive. That's all I know.
Sean Pendergast will stop by later and tell you if you got it wrong. So,
Number two.
If you see it, squish it. That's what the Department of Agriculture wants you to do if you spot one of these bugs in the Houston area. It's an invasive species called the lantern fly.
Okay.
And if you see it, I don't think I've ever seen one before. They have spotted wings, black and red in coloring, and they start laying eggs on any outdoor surface, and they're becoming an issue. So if you see it, squish it. I love that the Department of Agriculture is telling us that.
That's their slogan.
Yes.
Okay.
And the top story trending in Texas.
George, are you flying this weekend?
I am not flying this weekend.
This is great news then. United Airlines flight attendants just voted to approve a nationwide strike ahead of the Labor Day weekend.
No.
Yeah, they're demanding significant improvements, and if they don't get them, well, there you go. And that includes a double-digit pay increase, like base pay increase, compensation for time spent working on the ground, a bunch of pay stuff, better rules, better job security, retirement benefits, a lot of things that the weekend's tomorrow.
Would it make you uncomfortable if, like, the pilots had to get up in the middle of the flight and come out and serve, like,
I don't think they'll fly without the attendants, will they?
I don't know.
Ooh.
I mean, that's a really good question.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
No, but for safety issues, doesn't it have to be like...
Yeah, you have to have people in there.
Yeah, who's going
to
pretend to put the buckle in the thing
right?
and pull on the thing and if we all die?
Wow.
Yeah, so
all right.
We'll see what happens.
If you have plans to fly this weekend, you might want to keep your eye on this one. That's what's trending in Texas. The top three stories happening in Houston here on 100.3 The Bull.
Good morning.
Can I get a name?
Time for some good news.
Amen.
thought to celebrate a little good news this morning. If you ever have something going on in your life, you can always call us and be our amen story of the morning. But this one kind of got me today. Do you ever wonder what the Girl Scouts that are selling cookies out in front of the grocery stores and in front of CVS, you see them all the time, right? Mm-hmm. They're selling the cookies. You ever wonder what they do with that money?
Ooh, yes, actually.
Actually, right? It's not something I thought about it until I saw this story. And then it's like, I do wonder what they do with this money. Well, there's a group of girls that decided that they would band together and raise money with their Girl Scout cookie sales. And they would help local community find lost dogs. They used all of the money that they raised to install microchip readers at the local library and also at a couple of other government offices around town where people, if they find a dog, can just bring it in, get the microchip read, and they can find their dogs.
We decided that we wanted to help animals. It's devastating for us to see the lost pet signs around our community. Selling cookies is, of course, really fun, but it feels great knowing that we helped a lot of lost animals. I just think it's really fun to get to hang out with like my best friends and do good things for our community.
So how about those girls?
Oh my gosh, I want more cookies.
I know, right? Well, it was kind of funny. They said, you know what? None of this would be possible unless people loved our Girl Scout cookies. So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, can I get an amen for these girls?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We believe in celebrating good news because the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate. And if you have something good going on in your world or your community, you can always let us know. 713-881-5500. You could be our next amen here on The Bull. And helping you catch up as you wake up. Here are the top three things trending in Texas.
Number three.
Yordan Alvarez hit three home runs, and rookie Spencer Arrighetti carried a no-hit bid into the eighth inning as the Houston Astros took down the Phillies last night with a final score of 10-0.
Number two.
Another Houston student was found shot to death in her apartment early this week. After releasing surveillance footage of a suspect, Houston police have arrested a man in connection with the death of the 21-year-old woman.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Hundreds of United Airlines flight attendants announced the approval to authorize a nationwide strike ahead of Labor Day weekend. The flight attendants voted almost unanimously to strike if management fails to agree to significant improvements. And that's what's trending in Texas on the Morning Bullpen.
Might want to get ready for a wet Labor Day weekend. Forecast calling for showers the next 5 days. On and off, not a complete washout. 79 as you're waking up this morning here on 100.3 The Bull. Last night was the Toby Keith special. Toby Keith, American icon. And I got to tell you know, it's like we see a lot of these specials. We get a lot of like preview clips and stuff like that. The show itself, much more emotional than I thought it was going to be last night. Ashley McBride was wonderful. And she did, I wish I didn't know now what I knew then or something, whatever the title of that one is. And it's like, it's one of the songs that we don't play much from Toby, but man, the lyrics. He was such a great writer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was honored for so many years. Incredible writing. And seeing him behind the scenes, they showed some clips of him in the studio, which was really, I mean, gut-wrenching.
Yeah.
We talked to Crystal Keith, his daughter, who said that was hard for them to watch, too.
Yeah. They had clips of the very last time he was in the studio recording with Hardy when they were doing the Joe Dickey album.
Parker McCollum was amazing. Oh, all of it.
I thought Parker's performance was one of the highlights of the night.
Parker's such a rock star. It's crazy.
He really is. So, the biggest one of the night, though. And Crystal Keith had told us about this yesterday. She was talking about at the end of the show, there was a part with Luke Bryan. And she said, you know, I'm not going to ruin it for you.
In his cowboy hat, but, I mean, made me tear up. And I felt like it was so sweet and sentimental for him to share that with us. I don't want to give it away. I want you guys to watch it on your own.
Okay, so I was looking forward to that last
night. Yes, yeah. No pressure.
And Luke Bryan came out, and this is what happened last night on the Toby Keith special.
What an honor to be here celebrating the best ever. Toby Keith was just he was just a badass dude. Hold on, let me grab something. So this hat has been hanging in my closet for probably 15 years, and my sister down in Georgia bought me this hat when I was playing bars and doing about 10 Toby Keith songs a night. I used to wear this hat every night, and ever since I lost my sister, I hadn't put this hat on stage in a lot of years, and I was walking out the house, and I said, you know what, I'm just an old country boy from Georgia, but Toby Keith certainly made me want to be a cowboy, and I'm going to be a cowboy tonight. This is for you, Toby.
Not the greatest, like, live performer singing, that kind of thing. I mean, he's not a great singer, but he's a great performer. But he killed it.
Crushed it. And you never see him in a cowboy hat.
Never.
And for him to wear it in honor of Toby.
What a story last night. What a night to celebrate Toby Keith. By the way, we're going to pop up Luke's performance. Follow us on social. The Bull Houston on all the platforms is where you can find us. Now, coming up in 10 minutes, Mo's having an issue with a neighbor.
I think I am the issue.
maybe Mo is the neighbor issue. We'll let you decide. That's coming up in just about 10 minutes. Get all the details as you spend the morning with us on the Morning Bullpen. Gotta say good morning to Katie. She called just a few minutes ago and said, don't forget Galena Park and Porter. Open football season tonight. Actually, I think there's a lot of games around town. So football is back here in Texas. Could be a little wet, though. 79 right now as you wake up here on 100.3 The Bull.
Y'all, my neighbors don't even know what's going on with me.
What do you mean?
You know how, like, you know some of the people that live around you, but not everyone? Mm-hmm. Well, I have a weird situation at my house where my neighbors think that I'm in a throuple. Do you know what that is?
I know what a throuple is.
A throuple is what?
People in a couple.
Yes.
Okay, three. Okay. Wait, who's the third person?
So my little brother lives with us.
Ooh.
One. And he's like 28. Okay. So there's always three cars there, right?
Yeah.
Well, then when he's gone and my husband is gone, there's just my car.
Okay.
But then when my husband's gone, my nanny comes and stays the night.
And sleeps over,
right? Because I leave so early in the morning. I need someone there super early with the kids.
So the neighbors think Mo has something going on.
When I'm gone, the nanny rolls in and my husband's truck is there.
Wow, you're right.
Yes.
That looks awful.
I know.
No judgment here.
Put out like a newsletter? Do you put it on the Nextdoor app? Hey, just so you know, stop talking about me.
So your neighbors have the wrong impression.
Correct.
Impression.
Correct.
But honestly, I'm on the neighbor's side. In the neighbor's defense,
yes.
If I saw that going on, I'd be, honey.
Wonder.
What about the neighbor next door?
Annie the nanny is part of your family.
Correct.
She's part of your relationship.
Most definitely. We couldn't do life without her. But
not like that.
Not like that.
Okay, so I had something similar happen the other day. I was walking around the neighborhood with a female friend of mine.
Okay.
And now I think my neighbors think I'm having an affair because I was walking with her. She's like petite, blonde, pretty, fun, and bubbly. We're just walking and talking. And some guy walks by, one of my neighbors that lives about three houses down.
Okay.
He goes, well, you's a lucky man. And I just sort of go, thank you. I don't know.
Well, he didn't have time to explain. Yeah.
And then I go, oh, no. He thought, oh, no.
Now that you're thinking back about it.
No, sir. No. What's the big rumor in your neighborhood? 713-881-5500. Okay. We won't give your neighborhood, but you give us the big rumor that you think is going on there. My neighbors used to think that I was a drug dealer.
What you
when I lived in Pearland, one of the guys came up and he was like, the first 3-4 months you lived here, we thought you were a drug dealer.
Why?
Well, because I was always like going to shows and going out to things at night.
Oh yeah.
But he never saw me work because I leave at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, and then you're home.
And by the time, you know, it's like I'm always around during the day.
Right.
And he's like, we didn't see you have a job, nothing. You had a nice truck. And I thought I was a drug dealer.
It would be a much nicer truck if he was a drug dealer.
Exactly. That's what I said. He's like, but that's exactly what a drug dealer would say. Nicer truck. And I was like, I just can't.
That's really awesome.
What's the rumor, like the neighbor rumor going on in your world that you can tell us about? 713-881-5500. We're going to hear your neighbor rumor. Those calls coming up next here on the Morning Bullpen. About 20 minutes away from jury duty, you can be part of our jury duty at 7:10 this morning. But right now, most neighbor thinks she's in a thruple.
I feel like I'm the talk of the neighborhood Facebook group or something.
Eric's neighbor thinks that he's seeing someone on the side.
Yeah, he said, you's a lucky man. Talking about...
Because he was walking, just talking
my friend.
To a neighbor. Yeah. My neighbor in Pearland thought I was a drug dealer first couple of months that I lived there. So, what are the neighborhood rumors? Troy has a rumor about what his neighbor is eating that you got to hear. That's coming up in just a second. But Mo, go to line two real quick.
Oh, that's Olivia in Friendswood. Hey, sister, what's the rumor going on in your neighborhood?
So there's two twins that live in the neighborhood. And, of course, they're married to different people. And the neighborhood thinks they just have different relationships.
Because they look alike.
It's so like, I saw Danny going over to Bobby's house.
So they think one man is married to two women.
Or there's some sort of situation. If you know what I mean.
There's a situation.
I wonder if they ever parent-trapped their wives.
Oh, God.
That would be interesting. Okay. Olivia's neighbors, if you're listening, please call and tell us if you ever parent-trapped there. All right, let's get... This one is... I don't even know where to start with Troy. Troy just says he's calling from Texas. I think we got that, Troy. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the rumor about your neighbor.
Okay. So the rumor is that down the street a little ways, there's an old grandma who eats cats and dogs.
Oh.
Ew, what? Troy?
Why do we think that?
Not very pleasant. I don't know. I just heard it from somebody else.
And that's it? Based on no information?
You have nothing to go on, but you're calling a radio show to say that your neighbor...
She had three dogs, and now they're gone.
Oh.
And did she come out picking her teeth and have like a cartoonishly large belly?
Stop.
Do you have a dog, Troy?
I do, actually.
Yeah, hold on tight.
Walk your dog the other direction.
Maybe this wasn't a good idea.
I'm here for it.
This is great.
Yes. What's on your neighborhood
rumors.
Facebook page?
He has no substantiation. He just called our show.
It's a rumor, George. Yes, it doesn't have to be based on anything.
But at least I thought there would be... Now, the reason we think that is so-and-so. But no, evidently not.
Her dogs are gone.
She had three dogs.
And they're gone.
And they're all gone. This was a bad idea. Rumors about your neighbors here on the Morning Bullpen. We're coming up again in just about 20 minutes. We're going to have today's dilemma on jury duty. If you've ever wanted to give your opinion, stay tuned. You could be part of the show today here on the Morning Bullpen.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chance of showers again today at 79 as you're waking up. And in 20 minutes, you get to tell us what you think Eric should sing about on the 10-minute tune. That's coming up here on the Bull. But right now, it's time for the Morning Bullpen's jury duty. Just out here doing God's work every day, trying to find an answer to these dilemmas. And today's question is this, Mo.
Is finger licking ever okay?
I'm so glad we're talking about
finally.
This.
It's good you can get
off
your
chest. Of course you're glad. You've been horrified since it happened.
Yeah, so I've noticed something about George. Over the last couple of weeks, actually.
Yes.
It's been bothering me from the first instance, and then I'm just noticing.
You're noticing it.
You know, once you see something, then you can't unsee it.
Yeah, you can't not see it.
So it started at Claiborne's, a little diner where we all went and we had lunch. You can look back on our Instagram stories and see that was like 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
And George bought us all lunch. It was very sweet of him.
Super kind.
But then when he paid, he licked his finger when he got his cash, and then picked out the right amount of cash and gave it to the person with his spittle all over it.
How do you effectively separate your bills if you don't lick your finger
first? You
know,
with my normal fingers, not my wet,
my
nasty, spitty
card?
Fingers.
Who's using cash anymore?
Oh, yeah.
This doesn't bother you, though, does it?
I've never noticed it until Eric brought it up.
Exactly. And then she did notice it at Nay of the Day. See? Nay of the Day. We had all this fake money. We gave away $20,000, but then we had all this fake money, and George was giving it out to people as souvenirs, and he was going, lick the finger and give it to people. Everyone who came to Nay of the Day got spitty money from George.
That is not true. There is no other way to hand out cash than to lick your finger or your thumb. All right, let's go to the jury this morning and find out what the verdict is going to be today. By the way, interesting thing about our jury today.
They're all women.
Oh.
Which I thought when you asked for people with cash, I was sure it was just going to be my husband and all of his friends, because who carries cash anymore? Mm-mm. Jessica's on the phone on the south side. Hey, Jessica, you heard the question. Is finger licking ever okay? Yes or no?
No.
See,
not at all.
Thank you. Are you like a cash carrier? Like, why?
Okay, so I don't usually carry cash. I just so happen to carry cash now because I just had a garage sale Saturday, and so I had cash.
Okay.
But no, especially not for licking and handing out money. It's just
Jessica, if you have cash, you don't usually carry it. I bet if I ask you for $10, you would lick your finger first and then peel off the $10.
No.
I'm sorry, George, but that's just as bad as when women pull out money from their bras.
Yes,
and try to pay with
that is correct.
Well, I kind of like that, though.
Disgusting. Thank you, Jessica.
No, stop.
No, I get excited about bra money.
Juror number two.
It's not that bad. It is not that bad.
Melissa in East Bernard, is finger licking ever okay?
Hey, Melissa.
Melissa.
Hey. Yes.
You heard the question. Is finger licking ever okay?
I have to say yes, because I am an elementary school teacher, so I have to lick my finger to thin through papers.
See, that's
not licking on for money.
Yeah, there's a
And she is a respected member of the community. She is a preschool teacher. Yeah. She is a kindergarten
East
teacher.
Bernard,
no, she knows. So, okay.
Yeah,
so
but kids are touching it. Children are already nasty.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. Juror number three is Tiffany in Huntsville. Tiffany, you carry cash, right? You got cash on you today?
Yes, I do.
All right. Is finger licking ever a good idea?
No, that's just gross. As a server, I don't want to receive slobbery money.
Yeah, slobber money.
Keep your cash.
I don't like the way you said slobber money.
Well,
no, that's what like you're it. Doing,
Tony, thank you for your
right,
service.
You are passing slobber money all around
I'm
Houston.
Not passing slobber money.
Lauren is on the phone in Cyprus. Hey, Miss Lauren, I'm sorry you have to help us out with this one. Is finger licking ever okay, Lauren? Yes or no?
Never.
No, thank never. You. See? Okay. Thank you. That was nice and simple. Lauren, I love it. Geez.
Do you have cash?
Yes, I have cash. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't have to lick my fingers to get it open or pass it to people. That's disgusting.
And when you really think about how much George is doing this all over the city, that some of the cash you're holding might be Georgia's slobber money.
Don't know where it's been.
How's that make
it's
you feel?
It's already dirty, and that's disgusting. No, you don't need to touch it.
Disgusting.
No.
Okay.
It doesn't
right.
need to go in your
Thank
mouth. You don't need to touch it.
Got it. Finger licking. Is it ever a good idea? Final juror, Eric.
All right, Bonnie in Needville, finish this off. Is finger licking ever okay?
No.
Yeah, there you
no,
go.
Okay. Not at all.
You're awesome.
She's repulsed by you, George.
Okay. All right. So, Mo.
Gavel, please.
I've got the gavel. I am ready to go.
Is finger licking ever okay? And the answer is no.
No.
Oh, man.
No, one other gross person.
Yeah, there was a, yeah I want her to call back.
She was elementary teacher. She was so cute. I loved her.
By the way, just so you know, we'll always refer to me when I pay for lunch as slobber money from now on. That's jury duty. We do it every morning here on 100.3 The Bull. If you love being involved in your kid's school and being like the room mom or whatever, you're going to hate what we're going to talk about in 20 minutes. It's coming up here on the Morning Bullpen. But right now, it's time for our 10-minute tune. Every morning, Eric with a K creates a new song, and it's all off of your suggestions. You have to call in and tell us what you think Eric should sing about. If he likes it, he'll choose you.
So we need your suggestion, 713-881-5500. Let's start with Sarah. Hey, Sarah, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Hey, Eric, I would like you to sing about how people put up decorations way too early, like Halloween decorations in August, Christmas decorations the day after Halloween.
Ugh.
Like, come on.
Trust me, I'm with you, Sarah. I'm absolutely, I am so with you that we actually did this song a few days ago.
Monday, it was Monday.
Okay, Monday. Yes. So go get the podcast on the Odyssey app, get Monday's episode, and you can hear it.
It might have been your husband, actually. I'm just kidding, just joking.
I love it, though. It means, again, Sarah, this means that you're in tune with what people are thinking right now. And I think this is on a lot of people's minds. So, again, if you're one of those people, check out our podcast. You can find it there.
All right, let's go to 11-year-old Parker in Magnolia. Hey, Parker, what should I sing about, bud?
I'd like you to inform everyone about how a bird pooping on your is good.
Wait, say that again?
Hang on, you cut out. What did you say?
A bird pooping on your head is good luck.
On your head?
A bird pooping on your head is good luck.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. No.
has this happened to you recently, Parker?
No, I just want you to sing about it.
Okay. That's cute.
The weirder, the better, Mo.
That's right, I asked for it.
You know how it is there. All right, let's talk to Allison. Allison is in Richmond. Allison, good morning. What do you think Eric should sing about today?
Hey, good morning. I would love to hear a song about what people are really drinking in their Stanley cup.
Wait, don't blow my cover, Allison. Okay, if you show me yours, I'll show you mine.
You know that many people do not enjoy water.
Well, let me ask you this. What's in your Stanley
Cup, tell me, girl.
Allison?
Oh, this morning I have sweet tea.
Okay fair. Okay, right. That's G-rated.
Mine may or may not be bourbon, but that's okay.
I'm always a Malibu and Diet Coke kind of girl.
Well, that's good to know.
I like this suggestion. Thank you, Allison. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Have a good one.
We have a varied selection for you to choose from today. We talked about the Halloween decorations. You did that one already. So,
yeah.
So it actually comes down to two, Eric.
Parker and the bird poop on the head.
Yes.
which is hysterical. Thank you, Parker. And Allison and Stanley Cups. Mm-hmm. I think the Stanley Cup craze has gotten out of control. My daughter is 9 years old and now already has two Stanleys, and she will not accept the knockoffs.
Really?
My five-year-old boy loves them too, but he's got the knockoffs from Marshalls.
Oh,
the $8 version.
You could pass it off on the five-year-old.
No, but my 9-year-old, she wants the real thing and only the real thing.
What's in her Stanley Cup?
All right, Stanley Cup people, we got a song for you on the 10-minute tune. Let's come back in just about 6 minutes, and we'll find out what Eric can create here on The Bull. It's time for our 10-minute tune to find out what Eric has created off the suggestions that you call in.
And today it was Allison in Richmond that suggested this.
Hey, good morning. I would love to hear a song about what people are really drinking in their Stanley Cup.
What's in that Stanley Cup? I had a buddy who just texted me and said his wife, he really thinks his wife is addicted, like, to the Stanley Cup.
Okay.
She will not drink out of anything else.
It's
it
an
has
accessory.
To go with, they will turn around and go back to the house to get the Stanley Cup if it's not in the vehicle. So I don't know if that's a real addiction. I don't know if
I would say yes
for that, but Eric's back in the studio. How'd it go?
I'm back, and yes, I consider it an addiction, but I think that the Stanley Cup addiction is often paired with a lot of other addictions. You'll hear in the style of Depeche Mode. Just can't get enough.
What?
Okay, this is unusual, but it is today's 10-minute tune.
I quote the movie Mean Girls. I shop online at Sheen. I've got my Stanley Cup. I've got my Stanley Cup. Yoga pants and Etsy. I post inspiring memes. I've got my Stanley Cup. I've got my Stanley Cup. I drink pumpkin spice lattes and Bachelor is Life. I've got my Stanley Cup. I've got my Stanley Cup. I buy UGG boots all year. I'm hashtag blessed alright. I've got my Stanley Cup. I've got my Stanley Cup. I get my cooking recipes from TikTok. I've got a messy bun and a Stanley Cup. Aw, hey.
See what I mean?
I took that personally.
I was going to say, I thought of at least five people I know. Or at least I know them on Instagram. Oh, that could be totally about that song.
I really hope my wife is not listening today.
Hey, if you'd like to get that, by the way, that will be available later today as part of our podcast. We pop up our 10-minute tunes every day, and it's so easy for you to be part of it. All you have to do is just download the Odyssey app, and when you get to the Odyssey app, search for the Morning Bullpen podcast and like it, and you'll never, ever miss a 10-minute tune. Now, coming up in 10 minutes, have you ever wanted to say no to your kid's teacher or class? We got some news for you. If you love volunteering, if you love helping with your kid's class, maybe being room mom, you're going to hate us this morning because we're going to talk about Venmo Mom.
I do not want to be involved at all. I will make sure my kids do their homework, get to school on time. I don't want to be on PTO, PTA, room mom, team mom. I don't want to do any of that. And I start getting real stressed when they start asking for volunteers. I know they're judging me because I'm not raising my hand, but I don't want to come in. I don't want to set up. If the room mom needs money, fine. I'll Venmo money right over. I even told one of the coaches that I am a Venmo Mom.
Venmo Mom. It's a new word that is making the rounds, and it is dividing the nation.
Wait,
this is worse than the presidential election.
Stop
right
it
now.
Right now.
No, I'm serious. If you've been online, it is the biggest debate above politics is about this lady saying, look, I don't want to be room mom. I don't want to be involved. I'll send you money.
Why is that controversial?
Well, don't you want to help out your kid? Don't you want your kid to
She's
do
still
well?
Helping. She's sending money.
Now, listen, to the lady, if, and I know she listens to this show because the whole nation listens to our show.
Yes.
Nobody wants to do that crap. Nobody.
Whoa, no, I don't. Disagree with that.
No. We do it. We do it.
No, I do
a lot. I volunteer a lot with my kids. I volunteer at church. I volunteer. We all volunteer. All three of us. We put in a lot of time helping others. That's something we pride ourselves on.
Right.
I don't want to do that crap.
I
don't want to.
It's not
something I wake up and go, I want to go do that for my kids'
class. There are moms that wake up and that's all they want to do. They dream about billboards or what are those called? Boards in the classrooms.
Oh, the bulletin board.
They dream about bulletin boards. I'm obviously not that mom. They dream about making goodie bags and like their moms that's what they want to do. That is their life.
So you don't get to volunteer a lot
Never.
Because of the schedule that
weird
you work.
Hours.
Right,
correct.
Yeah, you work a weird hour. So
I'm somewhere between a Venmo mom and a little bit involved. Like, I'll sign up for the Play-Doh, but my husband's going to have to deliver it, or the nanny's going to have to deliver it. Today, I have Meet the Teacher during work hours, and I said some bad words. I was like, do none of these moms work? And then I bought all the supplies that the teacher needed, and I'm taking them today.
Oh, and you're going to show up. See, you're going to show up. But you don't want to. That you're proving my point. You don't want to go.
I think a Venmo mom is fine. She's still involved.
No. She did not say she had any other obligations whatsoever. She didn't say,
right.
You know what, I work a full-time job, and then I volunteer at a child cancer organization later in the day.
No, you don't know that, though.
She didn't say it.
She didn't say it.
She said, I don't want to do that.
Right.
And that's none of us want to do it.
And that's Mo's point, is that Mo does want to do that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Come on.
So
I don't know. I'm not mad at her. At least she's still participating. She's not a deadbeat mom.
Here's the thing. I don't understand why it's so polarizing. You know what I mean? But I kind of agree with Mo that I think there are moms.
Yeah.
And
their sole purpose in life.
Yeah, that their sole purpose in life.
I love that for them. I'm glad that they can do that and have that flexibility. I'm just not that person.
I will tell you this.
Yeah.
When my boys were in grade school, I tried to be like in the PTO, PTA or whatever.
No. Bad idea.
Yeah.
No, it was like it was impossible to get them to let me to be part of it because I was a dad.
Oh.
But here's the thing, because
I know you, George. I know you so well, George, that you envisioned yourself walking into that place like a politician getting voted into a position of power and saying, hear ye, this meeting will come to order. King George has taken the throne.
If only they'd let me run the fall festival, I think it would have been more profitable. I think it would have run better. It would have been on time.
There would have been no
it has to be the mom. So I'm kind of coming down on the Venmo mom side.
I realized that this job, you are the PTO mom, George, and we just Venmo you money, buddy.
That's all you do. What do you think of the Venmo mom? Have you seen it? If not, we'll see if we can't link up this video and you can get a look at this lady. Oh, that's the other thing. I think it's because she's pretty, too.
I think that's it.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric. It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Let's go to Texas City today. Mary is there. She's trying to win $100. Mary, this is how you get Mo's money on Mo Knows Country.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Mary?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here. We'll get this game started, okay?
Okay, get out of here, Mo.
Good luck, Miss Mary.
Thank you.
All right, five country-related trivia questions, and Mary, they start right now. Question number one. John Pardee got his aunt into a meet-and-greet recently with Wynonna Judd. John's aunt said afterwards that makes him her A, favorite cousin, B, favorite nephew, or C, favorite niece.
B, favorite nephew.
Question number two. The song Thought You Should Know was actually the first number one song for Miranda Lambert as a songwriter. But who sang and co-wrote that song, Thought You Should Know, with her?
Oh, no. Thought You Should Know.
Come on, you know this one. We play it all the time on the Bowl. You got it. Come on, Mary. I believe in you.
I'm really drawing a blank right now. Pass.
All right, question number three. Oh, baby, Sam Hunt last year added this to his life. Was it A, a second wife, B, a second baby, or C, a second home?
B, a second baby.
And question number four. Lock it in. Jelly Roll earned his GED while he was A, in the Army, B, in the priesthood, or C, in jail.
See you in jail.
And question number five. The nickname for Man in Black refers to what country performer? Is it A, Waylon Jennings, B, Willie Nelson, or C, Johnny Cash?
Johnny Cash.
All right, let's get Mo back in to find out what she's up against.
All right, heck of a job, Mary. The only one you missed, you passed on. So you got four out of the five.
Mary did good today, Mo.
I love this for you.
Yeah, you don't look so happy though, because now you
no,
gotta get.
Mo's gonna be.
Oh.
Okay. All right, Mo. Let's find out how you do. Okay. Question number one: John Party recently got his aunt into a meet and greet for Wynonna Judd.
Okay.
His aunt, John's aunt, says that now makes him A, her favorite cousin, B, her favorite nephew, or C, her favorite niece.
B, favorite nephew.
That is correct. Her favorite nephew.
Yes.
She got that right, so it's 1-1.
Question number two. Mm-hmm. The song Thought You Should Know was Miranda Lambert's first number one as a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? This is the one that Mary passed on.
Oh.
We'll come back to number two.
No!
Question number three.
Okay.
Oh, baby. Sam Hunt just added what to his life recently? Was it A, a second wife, B, a second baby, or C, a second home?
Definitely a second baby.
It was the second baby. Thank you. Yes, that is correct.
All right, you're still tied up.
All right, question number four. Mm-hmm. Lock it in. Jelly Roll earned his GED while he was A, in the army, B, in the priesthood, or C, in jail?
In jail, C.
That is correct. He was in jail, yeah.
Still tied at three.
And question number five, the nickname Man in Black refers to what country singer? Is it A, Waylon Jennings, B, Willie Nelson, or C, Johnny Cash?
Johnny Cash, C.
Okay, Eric.
Yes.
That means they're tied?
Absolutely tied.
Mm-hmm.
So the one that we have to go back to is the one that she passed on.
Miranda Lambert, Thought You Should Know.
Let's see if you can get this one.
Okay.
Thought You Should Know was Miranda Lambert's first number one as a songwriter.
Okay.
But who sang and co-wrote that song with her?
Morgan Wallen.
That is correct. Yeah, it is Morgan Wallen, Mary. Wow. That's what we were looking for.
Dang it.
Oh, man. Well, it's okay, you know.
You did good.
You did great.
Final score was 5-4, though, and she kept her money.
Right. They were all pretty easy except that one.
George loves to hear that, I think.
Mary, you know what you got to say to get out of here, dear?
Mo knows country.
She does, and you can play her for $100 tomorrow morning. 8:20 will be the next chance to play here on 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.